This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to FutureWise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host Kirtana Shankaran, and today we have with us M. Saraswati to discuss a burning issue in the medical education sector. The National Medical Commission Bill 2019 has just been passed by both the houses of the parliament, with sweeping changes proposed in the areas of fee, examination and qualification. The bill has led to a slew of protests by doctors around the country. Let's hear from Saraswati as to how this bill will impact the careers of doctors in the near future. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hi Kirtana, thanks for having me.
Now, what does the National Medical Commission Bill propose?
Now, as you rightly mentioned, the National Medical Commission Bill that was passed by both the Lok Sabha as well as the Rajya Sabha in the last week has proposed a lot of sweeping changes in the medical education sector. So, this includes fee regulation, this includes qualification for doctors as well as the entrance examinations that will be applicable for the future doctors in the country. Now, the whole idea of this bill is to, you know, meet the demand-supply gap in the medical profession. As we know, the World Health Organization has set in a standard of 1:1,000 for the doctor population ratio, which means for every 1,000 people, there should be one doctor. But on the other hand, India has a population of 1,456 for which there is only one doctor available. Now, there is a huge skew in terms of the demand and supply, which is why the National Medical Commission Bill is looking to bring in good quality doctors at affordable rates. Now, the issue is that even at the mid-level, there is an immediate need of about 1.5 lakh doctors in the next 3 to 5 years. And the bill immediately proposes to make changes to ensure that a good flow of doctors is available in both rural as well as urban areas.
Okay. Why are the doctors protesting against this bill?
So, you know, as we had mentioned earlier, the bill has proposed to make availability of doctors to be more free-flowing and more flexible. Now, under the NMC bill that has now technically become a law, they have talked about something called as a community health provider. Now, at this point, since there is a big deficit in the number of doctors, especially in the mid-sized towns as well as the mid-levels, and not the super speciality in particular, the government is proposing to have something called a community health provider. So this could be a nurse, this could be practitioners of say other like a Unani or an Ayurvedic doctor who will be given a special license by the National Medical Commission. Okay. For which they can, you know, prescribe medicine as well as be a medical professional at the mid-level. Now doctors who have been qualified under MBBS are of the view that this will lead to a lot of fake doctors being around in the market. Now, we know that, you know, quacks are a big problem in the community at this point. And the MBBS doctors who spend almost 5.5 years studying are of the view that when they spend a lot of amount of fees as well as time studying for the MBBS course, why is it that only one section of the population is allowed to practice, you know, medicine without having the proper qualifications?
Okay, but does this allow anyone to become a doctor?
So this is where the grey area is. Now the NMC bill is talking about having a restrictive practice or a mid-level community health provider for a certain amount of time. Now the government has not yet clarified what will be the courses that these professionals will have to do. However, if for instance the MBBS doctor who's a 5.5 year graduate versus vis-a-vis an Ayush doctor who has been given the community health provider certificate, okay, the fee could also be, you know, there could be a lot of changes in the fee that they charge to the patients as well. So it looks like this is on a temporary basis. However, since the bill is talking about 1.5 lakh doctors and talking about a huge deficit, it is, you know, it is likely that almost 3.5 lakh unregulated doctors who are present in the market could be eligible to become this mid-level provider. Now, for instance, if whoever is in a rural town may or may not know the difference between a qualified MBBS doctor and the so-called community health provider. Okay. So for them, a doctor is a doctor. So they may end up going to the wrong doctor and get incorrect diagnosis. While, you know, for super speciality or for surgeries, these mid-level community health providers will not be eligible to provide services. But for basic over-the-counter drugs, they will be eligible.
Okay. Coming to the NEET exam, which has been a contentious issue in the medical field, how is the bill dealing with that?
So, you know, the National Entrance Eligibility Test or the NEET has been a contentious issue, as you had pointed out. Especially states like Tamil Nadu have said that this is disadvantageous to their students because the entrance exam course has CBSE content, whereas Tamil Nadu follows the state board. And they had asked for the NEET to be scrapped as well. And there were a few suicides in the state as well. And the state government had asked that NEET be done away with. Now, the bill has given a partial relief as far as NEET is concerned.
Okay.
So, while NEET will still be applicable for undergraduate courses or entrance exams for the AIIMS institutes, for postgraduate courses as well as for general postgraduate programs, the NEET exam has been done away with.
Okay.
In place of that, there will be something called the National Exit Test or the NEXT that will be applicable.
Okay.
So, the National Exit Test will be given after a student completes the MBBS program and before he or she takes admission to a postgraduate program. So, once they give this examination, they will be eligible to sit for any postgraduate course, and also they will be eligible to become an MBBS doctor without the need of be giving any other examination.
Okay. Is it like similar to NEET? Will the syllabus be different?
So they are saying that the syllabus will be different and there will be a multiple choice question option as well. But again, doctors are also of the view that, you know, NEET at least has a standardized system. Now having another examination and setting up a syllabus for that will mean that I need to take additional coaching for that examination as well and give up multiple examinations. Now what is to be noted is that NEET will still be applicable for super speciality programs. Now, if I say intend to become a doctor and as well continue my education on the sidelines, say I want to become a heart surgeon, so I will have to give the NEET as well as the NEXT. So NEXT will be to become an MBBS doctor and start practicing, and NEET to say, you know, get my specialization in say heart surgery or other things.
Okay. So it will get a little complicated, I guess.
Yes, it will surely get complicated, especially because the multitude of the examination, the whole issue of multitude of the examination is still not going away.
Okay. What about the towering MBBS fees? How soon can we expect it to be capped?
So, you know, MBBS fees till now has been a bone of contention. There is always this issue of poor people not being able to afford an MBBS seat if for the non-AIIMS institutes. Now, what the NMC bill is basically saying is that since the MBBS fees at AIIMS are anyway capped, that will anyway take care of the poor students. Now, for private institutes, there is a 50-50 system. So, out of the total MBBS seats, 50% seats are reserved in the private institutes. So, the National Medical Commission will look into the fees in the private institutes and cap them at a reasonable level. While they have not mentioned what will the level be, they will discuss with the medical industry stakeholders and come to a conclusion on that. But again, you know, there is always this issue of the rest of the 50% seats where the institute can charge whatever they feel like.
Yeah.
So the bill has talked about coming up with specific MOUs between the respective states and each institute in that state so that no exorbitant fees are charged and every student gets an equal opportunity to pursue an education. So, the government is basically saying that almost 75% of seats technically in the country will have a certain fee capped so that deserving students don't lose out.
Okay. Thanks so much for your insight, Saraswati. Let's hope that medical students get some information out of this. That's a wrap on this podcast. If you have any comments or you want us to cover any topics, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. That's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.